This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So there's a story out that it's basically the worst things about summer. By the way, are you guys summer or winter people?
Winter.
I mean, I know we're all, like, technically, I think we're all probably fall or spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wants to be at the extremes. I kind of like fall better.
Yeah.
Because that's when you just start to get to wear hoodies.
Yeah, and
I'm
sweater.
A fall guy too. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I love it. Halloween candy, a little colder weather.
Don't ruin it. But like, okay, Halloween is just, I don't know, it comes on too early now and it's just, ugh.
No,
that's awesome. They have the candy out and stuff early. That's great.
How's that great?
Because you go, well, I'm going to stock up, so I'm ready for the holiday. And then you eat it all. And then you go and go, well, I got to.
Yeah, so that's
great.
No, that's great.
Because you're trying to be locked in. I don't want that. It's like when they put Easter candy out in January. I'm like, mm-hmm. I live for Cadbury eggs, mm-hmm. not the cream ones, the mini eggs. And like, it was last year, I think, I'm walking through Target and they were out on like January 12th. I'm like, this means I'm going to eat these for 4 months. I'm going to be such a pig. Okay. But if you had to choose between the two extreme seasons, winter or summer,
winter? Yeah.
So you'd rather be cold and try to get warm than be hot and try to get cool?
Yes.
I think I go summer. I go summer.
Because you're just a shorts guy. You're just like
a little
casual.
Bit. I'm always hot. I'm always hot no matter what. So I might as well. I don't like to deal with the snow. So I'd rather there be no snow because I'm going to feel hot.
See,
regardless.
I'm always hot. So that's why like I wear shorts in the winter.
Oh, that's why you're a winter person?
Yeah.
Huh.
It like balances me to the
I don't know which one I am. I used to be a winter person because I love skiing and stuff, but I haven't done that in a while. Because like right now, summer sucks. That's because we're in a room that the air conditioning... How many times do you think we can mention it on the air before they fix it?
Until they fix it.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Wait. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling could come out here right now and fix it, but our people will... They're like, oh, it's because it's not our air conditioning. It's the building.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah. I think Steel Bros could fix it right now. Free plug for Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Okay. So I was reading the thing about the worst things of summer, like sweatings on there, excessive heat.
Mm-hmm.
But... TIAC has umbrage with the number one thing.
Yeah, mosquitoes. Everyone hates mosquitoes.
Because everyone hates mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Nothing good about mosquitoes.
I agree.
Suck your blood. They're literally the vampire of the insect world.
I agree with that part. I hate them as well. But since moving from Iowa, I'm from Iowa. Did I not mention that?
Mm.
So now that I'm here, there's way, way less mosquitoes, way less bugs, way less mosquitoes.
Of your brain.
Way less humidity.
Colorado.
The weather here, the bugs here, it's incredible. It's incredible.
What are you talking about? The mosquito problem here, it was so bad when I was growing up that we would get like a reverse 911 call and they would tell us that we had to close our windows that night because I grew up without air conditioning. So we would just to cool your house off, you opened your windows and had a box fan in the window.
Yeah.
Well, they would call us and say, take your box fans down and close up your house because the trucks would drive through and spray like whatever it is.
The repellent.
Agent Orange.
Yeah.
I think it's DEET. Like the whole town would smell like death.
Wow.
For one night. And they would drive around and the people who forgot, it would pull, like, your box fan is pulling in the death into your house. Like, your whole family be sick the next week.
Oh, no.
Because
wow.
You're pulling in. So, like, it's bad here.
But I don't think they do anything like that in the Midwest. They just say, deal with it. They just let the mosquitoes eat you.
You're saying that you don't have mosquitoes at your house.
No. I don't get mosquito bites here. I haven't got one in 6 years.
They've gotten fewer and far between. But I will admit that I'm not doing as much outside. So,
do you have no bodies of water by where you live? That's where
I'm literally right by a lake.
What lake?
I don't remember.
Sloan?
No.
you don't go outside.
Exactly.
There's a lake by your house and you don't know what it's called.
Something number one. I don't know.
This interesting Colorado geographical fact. This show is the worst show ever. You should know. Like, I live by Bar Lake. It's a huge lake.
Okay.
And when you take off from DIA, if I gave you a couple of quick little twists and turns, like every time I take off from DIA or land at DIA, I can literally take a picture of my house.
Oh, it's a reservoir. Does that count?
Yes. It's Ward, a body of water.
Ward Reservoir, number one.
Okay.
See, now you know why.
Thanks
I don't know
for
the name.
Googling it. But what I'm saying is, if there's water, that's where they nest. So yes. Are you saying there's nothing out in Parker where there's mosquito nests? Because it's
not dude, by me. I guess.
Cannot go.
But I grew up where I grew up in Iowa. It's right on the Mississippi River, and that's water.
Thanks, bud. Yeah, but it's
so
moving.
There's lots of mosquitoes, lots of bugs coming out of there.
They don't nest in moving water though. They have to nest in stagnant water. Like non-moving water.
But there's still, there's way more of them. I can only tell you there's no humidity here. I love Colorado. I don't know, why am I getting hate for this? I'm saying this is, it's so amazing here.
Because you're wrong. You're trying to say that Colorado's not, there was a movement years ago.
It's not buggy.
Oh my God.
At all.
There was a movement to make the mosquito the state bird at one point.
I don't.
What?
It's a joke. Okay. But it's there were so many mosquitoes.
Legalized pot. It's okay. Like.
I think it's gotten better for sure.
But do you believe, and I believe this, and maybe Tiak has had some amino acid or DNA shift once Culver's became his main source of nutrition, you might be one of those people who doesn't get bit. Because I am one of those people, mosquitoes flippin' love me. And they love my daughter. If my daughter goes outside, for like 10 minutes, her legs look like, even through jeans,
yeah.
It doesn't
really
matter.
That happens to me too.
Yes. Huh. There's something about you.
Mm-hmm.
But not your son. They don't bite him?
No.
Or, really?
I think they die instantly if they get anywhere near him and his axe body smack. Like whatever. Yeah. I think there is a thing. There's some sort of...
I think my wife gets bit more than me. She gets bit more than me.
Yes. But I think the mosquitoes can just...
But she still gets bit way less here than when we lived in the
How
Midwest.
How do you know? I don't think that's true.
I communicate with her. Yes.
I just want to know, if anybody knows what it is that makes you get bit less, do you think they just know? Like they have a sixth sense? They get close to you and they're like,
"Yeah,
is going to clog my arteries if I bite this dude."
It'd be
like
the most delicious.
This guy
blood
was
you've
just a
had.
Culver. Yeah. Abort! Abort!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.